None but the hungry heart. 10:17. Subdued servant. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:4. The true servant is finally subdued, but not stultified, prepared, but not deprived of individuality. All that is rendered inoperative is the old man, and thank God for that. When we are finally prepared, our Lord says, "When I died, you died. When I went to the cross, I not only took your sins, but I took you. I not only took you as a sinner, but I took you as being all that you are by nature, your good as well as your bad, your abilities as well as your disabilities. Yes, every resource of yours. I took you as a worker, a preacher, an organizer. My cross means that not even for me can you be or do anything out from yourself. But if there is to be anything at all, it must be out from me. And that means a life of absolute dependence and faith." How little does one know of the antagonism of our nature to the will of the Father, who thinks that service can be undertaken without that self-renunciation which can only be learned by experiential knowledge of the superiority of his ways and counsels. We never surrender what we value until we find a better. And man is so full of himself and his own will that until he finds out the sovereignty of his Father's will, he can be neither an obedient nor a suitable servant. And this is usually learned through varied and painful processes. The disciplined servant always finds a way to do his work, however difficult it may appear. The greater the difficulties, the greater must be the evidence that our resources are of a different order and character from those arrayed against us. And this will be found true in very small matters as well as in great ones. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5.